The sound of traffic on the Madison Beltline a few hundred yards away drifts down through the branches of a shady grove of cedars. Six volunteers are on their hands and knees ripping up a 20-foot square plot of garlic mustard. They're stuffing handfuls of green leaves and spindly roots into plastic bags. They've been briefed on their mission by veteran weed puller Steve Helgeson.
It's really important to get it before it flowers and goes to seed. And bagging it up, and it'll probably either burned or put in a landfill. It can't be composted because the seeds will still be spread. And we try to get these patches, and we know it'll be back here again next year, so we have to do this every year until we really get it under control. In some areas in the woods, you can find hundreds of yards and just solid garlic mustard, and sometimes it can get waist high.
Garlic mustard has no natural enemies, and left unchecked, it can take over a forest floor within 10 years. At the Arboretum, it crowds out the native Trillium, Jack in the Pulpit, and woodland geranium that land managers are trying to protect. The prolific little plant is crowding out native species in many parts of southern and eastern Wisconsin. Helgeson and his group of garlic pullers aren't professional botanists. For most of them, protecting native plants from invaders like garlic mustard is both a hobby and a mission.
I like picking garlic mustard because it helps protect biodiversity.
Peter Shaheen of Madison has spent the last couple of weekends pulling up garlic mustard in parks around the city.
The plant is green, but it's kind of like if the woods were all garlic mustard, it'd be like eating cornflakes for breakfast every morning of your life, so that's why I'm here.
Early settlers brought garlic mustard to Wisconsin almost 200 years ago for both medicinal and cooking purposes. It does smell like garlic when you rub the leaves between your fingers. At this time of year, the plant has small kidney-shaped leaves and is only a few inches high. But volunteer Tammy Bieberstein says if it survives through June, it will come back next year bigger and stronger.
So we have about a month to get up as much garlic mustard as we can, because after that the seed pods will start drying up and the seeds will start spilling, and if we go near it, we'll spread it.
Garlic mustard is related to Creeping Charlie, and like that bane to suburban lawns, it can be treated with chemicals, but most conservationists recommend the manual weeding approach to prevent it from spreading. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.